are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back, back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is dishing. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
Woo-wee! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another edition of Max and Friends. Season 12 starts now. I'm so excited. It's been 6 years that I'm here on LA Talk Radio. Can you all believe it? I can. It's good times on Max and Friends. Well, do you remember when I first started the show To The Max, and then we grew so big that we had to change it to Max and Friends? So everyone, through the 6 years of my journey here on LA Talk Radio, thank you. I bow to each and every one of you. I love you all for tuning in. And not only tuning in, but then during the week when you want to get a little bit of inspiration, you go on to latalkradio.com/Max and you take the archives and you listen to them. All of my over 300 guests, I want to thank you. I want to thank Sam. I just love everybody at LA Talk Radio tonight. It's a good night, May 4th. May the 4th be with you. It's with me. Well, tonight we're going to have an amazing show. We really are, because tonight we're going to explain what your soul signature is and how to discover it within. We're going to empower you with tools to fine-tune your energetic state, and we're going to help you to connect to the innate brilliance and potential that is inside you. Because author of Discovering Your Soul Signature, A 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy, Panache Desai is joining me here tonight on Max and Friends. But you know, because it's the first Sunday of the month, we've got a lot to talk about. But Panache was like, I love that he says, we're like old friends. There's no like, we are supposed to be here together in this life, celebrating love and joy with each other, and we're just a bunch of old friends reconnecting. Now, you've all seen Panache on the Emmy Award-winning OWN, that's Oprah Winfrey Network series, Super Soul Sunday, and also he was featured on OWN's Soul to Soul, Asking Life's Big Questions. Well, he's a contemporary thought leader whose message of love and self-acceptance has drawn thousands of people from around the world to his seminars and workshops. And you know what? He's not really aligned with any religious or spiritual tradition. He empowers people to free themselves of pain, suffering, sadness, and self-limiting beliefs. Are you ready to discover your soul signature? Are you ready to discover who you are? Well, you will tonight on Max and Friends. Hey, can we get Hot Topics real quick?
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and we're gonna drop it on.
Drop Hot Topics here on Max and Friends, because that's how we roll. Well, I started a new TV show talking about Hot Topics. It's called Eye on the People. And I always wanted to do a show where I could introduce you to celebrities, newsmakers, and everyday people. Whichever they may be, they are all inspiring. So you're going to have to tune into Eye in South Florida for that, because the show is called Eye on the People. And I have to thank my dear friend, Tommy Rose, because we did a great interview with her last week. We sat down one-on-one in one of her multi-million dollar listings, and we talked about her life and how she really is an inspiration to a lot of people. So that's going to be a fun show. But speaking of Hot Topics and shows, a new show. Are you going to watch it? I Want to Marry Harry from Ryan Seacrest Productions. Well, it's coming out, and it's a bunch of American girls going to UK to live in a castle and to think that they're going to marry Harry. Is that true? Well, it's not really him because he's a lookalike, but the show is going to be good. Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know your thoughts. And right now, with Hot Topics, we're going to give you Dr. Maya Love, her Vedic astrological forecast for the month of May. And when we're back, my old friend, Panache Desai, is joining me here on Max and Friends. 6 years later, we're still strong. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be right back. Dr. Maya Love, Vedic astrological forecast. Hit it!
Hi everyone, this is Maya from VedicAstroLounge.com on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio, bringing you Vedic Astrological Forecast for May 2014. Vedic astrology is an amazing healing art that can help you to create a magical life. If you have any questions or if you'd like a reading, please feel free to reach me at vedicastrolounge.com. The planetary positions for the month of May 2014 are as follows. Sun is currently transiting Aries but moves into Taurus on May 15th. Mercury is transiting Taurus and moves into Gemini on May 23rd. Venus is currently transiting Pisces and moves into Aries on May 24th. Mars is currently retrograde in Virgo but becomes forward on May 20th. Jupiter is currently transiting Gemini. Saturn is currently retrograde in Libra. The north node of the moon is currently transiting Libra and the south node of the moon is currently transiting Aries. We recently had a total lunar eclipse on April 15th in the sign of Aries, followed by a solar eclipse on April 29th in the sign of Aries again. The eclipses generally trigger a lot of changes at an individual level as well as on a global level. The solar eclipses are more powerful than the lunar eclipses. Moon represents the mind and it is the mother of all thoughts and emotions. The sun is the father and is a giver of life energy to all beings on earth. The effects of the eclipse usually last for a few months. Since the eclipse happened in Aries, all individuals born with moon or the ascendant as Aries will feel the impact much more than the others. Also, people living in Australia would feel the impact much more than the others as the eclipse was visible only in Australia. Sun in Aries is aspected by Saturn and Mars from Libra and Virgo respectively. So this malefic aspect will somewhat deprive the Sun's life energy even though Sun is exalted. Thus, beginning April 15th, many would be experiencing a profound restlessness, stressful situations in their lives, but this effect will gradually diminish by the end of spring as there are some major planetary changes coming up beginning of summer that will give a great relief from all the stressful energies that we all are being subjected to. Here is the astrological forecast for the month of May 2014 for the 12 Vedic moon signs. Aries, this is your month. This is an important time to focus on your own healing and upliftment. Spend some alone time and reflect. Taurus, this is your month. Focus on aspects of yourself that you have been avoiding for a long time. It's important to transcend those aspects and heal. Gemini, this will be a period where you will realize the importance of effective financial management in your life. Cancer, this is your month. This is an important time to keep your focus on your career. Do everything it takes to bring harmony and balance in your career and keep moving forward. Leo, it is a good time to explore greater aspects of life and take a philosophical approach towards life. Virgo, focus on healing issues related to health and your relationship with near and dear ones. Libra, it is a good time to focus on healing issues related to your intimate partner. It is important to let go of ego and settle with peace and acceptance. Scorpio, focus on healing your body and mind. Sagittarius, focus on working on and improving your creative endeavors. Capricorn, it is time to heal issues related to your family members and also to make good career choices for yourself if you are a student. Aquarius, conscious communication is key when you relate to others in your life. It's important to avoid meaningless conversations with others during this time. Pisces, it is important to focus on curbing your expenditures and improve your financial situation during this time. That brings me to the end of the forecast. Before I leave, I would like to say that life is full of synchronicities. All we need to do is intend and tell the universe what we would like to see in our lives, and the universe will definitely bring us exactly what we need to experience that which we desire to experience. Have a great spring, everyone. Thank you and blessings. LA Talk Radio,
this is LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Dr. Maya Love. Did you all get some insight there? Well, I hope you did, because we're talking about life tonight. We're going to talk about some stuff that you all need. Let's get on a vibrational flow of happiness and harmony and love and joy. All my favorite words. They really are. Well, my guest tonight is going to tell us how our soul signature is our spiritual DNA. It is who we are at our core. The most it's the most authentic part of actually who we are. When we're living in it, we can tap into limitless potential. I truly believe that. And you know, Max and Friends is really here as a road. It's a journey for all of you to join. Join this journey so we can tap into that limitless potential. We have it, and we just need to breathe in love. Just breathe it all in. Well, there's a wonderful book that just hit the shelves called Discovering Your Soul Signature, A 33-Day Path to Purpose, Passion, and Joy. I'm holding my copy here in my hands right now, and it's great because the 33 journey is going to teach us about fear and sadness and anger, and it's also going to teach us about soulful surrender and really harmony, which I love, and of course, love in general, just love. So without any further ado, you all know my next guest, Panache Desai. He is a contemporary thought leader whose message of love and self-acceptance has drawn thousands of people from around the world to his seminars and workshops. You've seen him on the Emmy Award-winning OWN series, Super Soul Sunday. And tonight, we have the pleasure of saying hello to an old friend, Panache Desai. Welcome to Max and Friends.
Hi, good evening. It's great to be here with you.
It's a pleasure to have you here. We've got a lot to talk about because, as you know, with your journey here, there's a lot of people suffering. Why?
People are suffering because they're caught up in this notion or idea that is a false notion that life could or should be some other way than it is. And so, you know, we're constantly fighting for some other version of reality other than the one that we're presented with. And what I've discovered, Max, truly is that acceptance is the key to freedom. It's the key to our greater potential. It's the key to being at peace with ourselves.
But how do we accept when we've been in such a pattern and pathology of family traits and historical genetic, let's call them quote unquote, curses where we're taught to like not love each other? How do we get out of that funk?
Well, it's true that we inherit, you know, this culture of judgment, and that, of course, there's conditioning and there are societal norms that we're expected to live up to. And what I've discovered is that all of that, in fact, is killing us. That in truth, we can unplug from this collective unconscious by opening up to feeling our feelings. That our life is actually working to the degree to which we are willing to feel. And here's why. The tears that we don't cry become depression. The anger that we don't experience becomes rage, and the fear that we don't feel just accumulates within us to a point where it's just unworkable and unmanageable. And so I've discovered this wonderful secret that in opening up to feeling our feelings, we can begin to free ourselves of our pain, of our suffering, and we can begin to align with our purpose, passion, and joy.
And where did you discover that secret?
Well, I was born into a spiritual family in London. You know, my life began in an environment of prayer and worship. And I want to emphasize the word spiritual. You know, being Indian, we have this infinite relationship with God. So for me, I was raised in a house with pictures of everybody. And it was great for me, Max, because I got every school holiday off. One of the perks of being raised in my house. My grandmother raised me for the first 5 years. She's a short, frail Indian lady with these thick frame glasses. And she always had this distinct aroma of coconut oil. And every day, this woman would pray for our health, our abundance, our love. I was raised in this environment of just love and devotion where everyone's focus was on the divine, was on of service, was how we can evolve into our grandest, most authentic selves. And, of course, then life happens. And the first thing that happens in life is we begin to compare ourselves with others. And naturally, what arises is this judgment. And this judgment begins, first of all, externally. But it gets to a point where we actually, because of this collective conversation of judgment, we start to buy into it and make it more real than the truth. And then we suffer. And then eventually we start to move away from our authentic selves, and we start to try and live up to everyone else's expectations and how we're supposed to show up and how society expects us to be, all the while missing the point that not living our authentic expression is actually too painful. And that's exactly what happened to me. I got to a place where it was literally too painful for me anymore to not be who I was. Also being Indian, I was very skeptical. I, on the weekends we'd go see gurus and watch Bollywood movies. And I was raised in an environment where, you know, for me it was about having an experience of something. And even though I'd been told over and over again that I was here to do something, for me I never believed it. Because until I'd experienced it, it wasn't true for me. And I got to a point where all the pain in me reached a crescendo. And I couldn't live with myself anymore. And I just cried out. I said, right, if God is real, because at this point I think I was probably still an atheist, if God is real and this thing called the divine is real and indeed I'm here to do something, then I need to experience what it is, because there's no way I'm going on Max and Friends and telling all these people that this is who they are unless I've had this experience. And literally in that moment, I began to experience all this fear and this sadness and this anger just washing through me. A short lifetime's worth, everything that I'd accumulated, everything that I'd been running away from, everything that I'd been avoiding. And what I began to discover, Max, is that the more I could just sit in that and be available for that, the more I got present to this light that was there, the more I got present to love that was there, the more I got present to possibility, until eventually it culminated in a direct experience I had of the divine. And here's the newsflash, folks. We've got God all wrong. The divine, in its essence, is just an infinite energy. It's just love. There's no judgment. There's nothing to aspire to. There's nothing to attain. There's nothing that we have to become. Right now, we, as we are loved entirely. And through our unwillingness to shift into acceptance, we are denying ourselves the love that is our birthright. And so in that moment, I couldn't deny my role anymore, Max. And at that point, I had to then be out in the world and share this message and allow this energy of this love to flow through me into the world.
And I feel the vibration because, you know, we don't know each other right now, but we do know each other. I love when you said that. I was watching one of your videos and you said, we're just old friends. And, you know, I feel that with a lot of people that this experience we're sharing together, we're just a bunch of old friends getting together and loving one another. But now to you, what is the divine?
You know, that's a great question. You know, Oprah asked me that same question. And you know, the only way that I could answer that question was with silence. Because what I've discovered is that actually any definition that we have of the divine or of God limits what that is. You know, in the book, I kind of answer that question this way. You know, if God is infinite, then maybe nobody's wrong. Like, maybe everybody's right. Maybe everyone's just relating to this infinite energy in whatever way that they can, in whatever way that's true for them.
But why are we denying it? Why do we deny that infinite energy?
Because ultimately, I think we feel unworthy because we buy into our guilt and shame, and we allow our guilt and shame to rob us of our innate blessings, of love, of health, and blessings. You know, we've all had experiences in the past that, you know, we've held on to. And what I've discovered is that, you know, this unprocessed emotional content creates a heaviness or a vibrational density. And actually what happens is it's like this software. It keeps running. And until we address it, as much as in every moment we're fresh and new, we just keep informing ourselves with this old pain, this old software, and we keep limiting our expression, we keep limiting our ability. And that's why discovering your soul signature is so important, because in actually embarking on this journey, we are shifting the software, we're shifting the programming, and we're beginning to open up to greater possibility.
And how do we reboot it?
Well, we reboot it by turning and facing it. You know, so often in life, I think we avoid it. You know, we distract ourselves. Like, you know, God forbid all of a sudden you feel sad. You know, you'll run to the fridge, you know, instead of just sitting there and experiencing your sadness. You know, we are the most overly stimulated generation this planet's ever had. And we've got so many ways to distract ourselves more than any other generation. And so it's more important now than any other time that we take the time to unplug and to be still and to feel and just stare off into the distance and just allow life to impact you. You know, it's like when you see something beautiful, cry. But it's like if you've just got your face stuck in your phone and you're just tweeting all the time, it's like you're just missing the majesty of being human and being alive.
It is the majesty. But how can we feel connected in such a hectic world?
Well, I think that that's determined by us. You know, I would say I live a very busy life. However, for me, it isn't hectic because I choose to be conscious in the midst of every activity. So people think that meditation is something that happens in a dark room while you're burning incense with a picture of someone you consider to be enlightened. What I've discovered, Max, is that meditation happens in every moment. And the most simplest and powerful way to be aware of everything that you're doing is to rest in the awareness of your breath. So if you can actually just observe your inhalation and exhalation every moment, your life becomes a living meditation. Then when you're making dinner, it's a sacred act. You know, when you're stuck in traffic, instead of being upset about the fact that somebody cut you up in the middle of the road, you can just breathe and relax and come back to the breath. There's something transcendent that we access when we focus our awareness on what's happening in each moment. And that's the magic of resting in the awareness of the breath.
The breath is so important, and yet we neglect it so much. And now with this breath, because I'm a big believer in where we are right now at this exact moment is where we're supposed to be. So when we are stuck in traffic, just inhale and exhale, that's where you're supposed to be. But we always, I feel, just fight the urge to be in ourselves. Why do we... And when I say we, I'm not saying me, but to listeners out there, because I get emails all the time that people hate themselves. Why is there that hate towards one?
Because they've bought into this conversation in some way that they're wrong or they're less than or they're deficient in some way. It's like they've bought into all of the lies that have been spoken over them, over the truth that innately exists within them. And I think we're alive at an amazing time, Max. Like, even the fact that we're having this conversation on LA Talk Radio is nothing short of miraculous. I think people are ready to remember. You know, I firmly believe that everyone that's listening to this is ready to shift, is ready to start waking up to their dynamic potential. And we're alive at a time where, by simply slowing down and being available and enjoying every moment, we can literally shift the course of the history of this planet. We can literally end pain and suffering within our lifetime to the point where within 3 to 5 generations, suffering, famine, war, all of these things, separation, all of these things that we see in the news on a daily basis will no longer exist. That's the opportunity that we have. But that opportunity can only be realized when we as individuals take a stand to come into conscious awareness and have the courage to be who we are. You know, Joseph Campbell describes it really beautifully. He says, you know, the privilege of a lifetime is being yourself. Uh-huh. And there's nothing I want more than for people to fully enjoy the privilege of being themselves, to have the unique vantage point that they have in this entire universe of reality.
It's so true. If you're just joining us now, we're talking to author of Discovering Your Soul Signature, a 33-day path to purpose, passion, joy, panache, desai. We're here on Max and Friends, and it is true that it's just miraculous that you're all joining us here tonight. We're talking about life. We're talking about finding your purpose, your passion, and joy. We're going to jump into the book in a minute. But before that, tweet me at Max Tucci and let me know what's on your heart, what's in your breath. What makes you distracted? We want to hear. Now, we were just talking about the shift. What is the shift? Because we have so many different definitions of the shift. But to you, how do you explain this shift that we're in?
That is a great question. I think the simplest definition is that we're coming to know ourselves beyond our bodies and our minds. We're coming to know ourselves as our core authentic expression, as who we truly are. There's something that exists beyond our bodies and our minds. There's something transcendent that lives within us. And you can use whatever name you want to use. It really doesn't matter. For me, it's really just this infinite reservoir of love. And what I've discovered is that, you know, at first when we sit still, what we encounter is everything that we've been running away from. But eventually, the more we cultivate the courage to turn and face and embrace who we are, the more we tap into this love. And then here's the magic then, Max. All of a sudden, this love, this space of whole and complete begins to inform our lives. Our finances improve. Our health improves. Love and intimacy deepen in a way that we can't even articulate in words. It's like every single area of life and living takes off. And the magic of this now, I was just at Thrive with Arianna Huffington, and one of the greatest moments or takeaways from that experience was a slide presentation that she did. And it basically, in this slide presentation, people that you wouldn't even expect to be meditators, to be people who practice mindfulness, to be people who are now moving into what I'm consciously bringing into being, which is heartfulness, were on that screen. People like Ellen DeGeneres, you know, CEOs of major corporations. I mean, people who are in the public eye are now attributing their success to discovering their soul signature, to taking the time to be still every day, to taking the time to feel and connect consciously. And so it's really magical. I think we're reaching a groundswell to where it's about to go mainstream in a major way. And it's only a matter of time until everyone embraces it as the new normal.
So do we discover our soul signature? And I love this, and it's a quote that I use often, by being still and knowing.
Yeah. You know, that's probably one of the most profound ways. You know, we also do, you know, a conscious inquiry of who we are is always great. You know, it's like we know everyone else. It's like our attention is constantly outwardly focused, you know. But very rarely do we take the time to know ourselves. I always say to people, you know, fill out a dating profile for yourself and take yourself out on a date. You know, get to know who you are, you know. Like, what do you like? You know, what's your favorite food? What's your favorite color? What are your favorite experiences? Because here's the magic of this. The only person in your life that you need to fall in love with is you.
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, the whole world falls in love with you.
Yeah. Well, that's there's just, the truth is so simple. And today I was doing a show for a friend of mine, and we were talking about why people don't know themselves and how many people never heard the words, I love you. And I always refer to the mirror. Go look in the mirror. And if you've never heard the words, I love you, people listening tonight, look at yourself and tell yourself, I love you. And once that flow and that vibration just starts to take over, that's, to me, the shift. What do you think, Panache?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because for me, like, you know, as I've outlined in the book, the 33-day progression is out of fear into love. And there are lots of reasons why this is important. The primary reason is that as long as our life is dominated by fear, we're trapped in the most animalistic, primordial part of our brain, and the best that we can do is fight or flight, survival-based responses and reactions to life. At that point, we can't thrive, we can't flourish, we can't succeed, we can't access fulfillment. So we must learn to navigate our fear. Fear is going to happen. It's a part of life and living. But it's what we do when it arises. Either we get paralyzed by it, or we act in the face of it. And what I've discovered is that extraordinary people have cultivated this dynamic ability to act in the face of their fear. They feel it, and they do it anyway. And that's what allows them to excel.
It's absolutely the truth. You know, I'm getting a text message right now from my grandmother who's listening to us. How you doing, Grandma Letty? Grandma Letty's a yogi. She's incredible. 87 years old. And she wants to remind us that fear is false evidence appearing real. Thank you, Grandma Letty. She's the best. I love my grandmother. But yeah, so I just got a great tweet from Melissa, and she wants to know, define pain.
Pain is resistance to feeling. So pain is resistance to feeling. When we resist feeling our sadness, there's pain. When we resist experiencing our anger, there's pain. When we resist what's happening in our lives, there's suffering.
Well, tonight we're discovering our soul signature, and this journey is going to, it's happening. The shift is happening. The wonderfulness is happening. The joy is happening. And why do you think it's happening now?
I think that we have to thank everyone that's come before us for that.
Yeah.
You know, we really have to celebrate all of the people that have been messengers before us. Because when you look back throughout history, so many people have come to this planet over and over again to deliver this message. And I believe that now we're at a point where we can hear it because of their courage and because of their willingness to say, hey, you know what? This version of life that we're accepting as normal is substandard. And there's something greater that's available to us, and we have to turn within and look within and prioritize that, because the more we do that, the more we evolve, and the more we can then further along future generations and future expressions. And so I believe that we're standing here today on the threshold of this awakening or this remembrance because of all of those that have come before us, like we're standing on their shoulders.
We are standing on their shoulders, and really, the road that they've paved for us is of light and of love, because I don't know how to describe it in any other words, that where we are right now is just a massive, massive blessing of love that our ancestors really paved the way for us. We're going to talk about your book in just a moment. We're also going to talk about you, because our listeners want to get to know who you are. But before that, we're going to try to get a song ready. So I always believe in giving. I think that's one of the wonderful things that we have in life is to be able to give. And so tonight on Max and Friends, we're giving you some advice on how to discover your soul signature. We're going to give you advice on what is exactly the importance of your soul signature, and what are some steps to finding it? So right now we're going to give you a song called Give by my dear friend Kim on Max and Friend. Give, and when we're back, Panache Desai joins us still, and we're talking about his book, Discovering Your Soul Signature, on Max and Friends. Give! Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. If you're just joining us, that was Kim Yarbrough, Give. That's my song. And we're talking to author extraordinaire, Discovering Your Soul Signature, Panache Desai is here. We're going to talk to you people. We're getting your tweets. Thank you so much for tweeting me at Max Tucci, and thank you all for tuning in for the last 6 years. Today's the anniversary here of Max and Friends. 6 years we're on the air. So tonight we're giving you an invitation to change the energy that surrounds you. Find the harmony that comes with self-acceptance, and in the process, discover your life's purpose and boundless possibilities that await you. That's the book, and we're talking to Panache Desai here on Max and Friends. What made you write the book now, Panache?
Yeah, it's actually a great story. I did Super Soul Sunday, and I finished the interview, and I had the honor and blessing of having a few moments with Oprah. And as soon as the interview finished, she looked at me right in my eyes and said, write the book, trust me. And then she winked at me, write the book. And in my life, this was the culmination. This was about the third person that I respected and admired that said, write the book. You know, the first was Neil Donald Walsh. He sat me down. He said, Panache, you have to write this book. He said, Conversations with God touched 5 different pairs of hands. Write the book. There's something magical about books. And so this conversation of the book was just in my life and in my vicinity. And after I had that experience with Oprah, it's like when Oprah says do something, it's like, okay. And it wasn't just the fact that she said it. It's that it resonated so profoundly within me that I knew that that's what was next for me. And so that's why. Also, Max, people have been asking me my whole life, like, you know, how did you end up where you are? Like, what were the steps that you went through? You know, what was your journey? What was your progression? And so it was nice for me to be able to outline that in a way that people could understand it and relate to it and provide them tools and practical tips to help support them in transitioning out of fear into love as well. So that's the short version of why I wrote the book.
Lovely. Now, before we get into Discovering Your Soul Signature, which is available now, everyone, go get your copy. You can go to panachedesai.com. You can go to amazon.com. You can go to your local bookstore and get the book, Discovering Your Soul Signature. We want to talk to you real quick before we get into the book. So what gives you such joy?
My daughters. I just became a father about 19 months ago. And I have to say that they are a constant source of curiosity, of wonder, and of just sheer joy. It's like they marvel at everything. And so it's like through them, I'm re-experiencing life in a brand new way and experiencing their curiosity and just that childlike sense of wonder that they have about everything. The other great blessing that's happened is my parents moved like 10 minutes away from me. So every day they're at my house. They come in from 8 in the morning until 8 at night. And this is really a multi-generational effort to raise these girls and to be available for them. And so that brings me joy. My wife brings me joy. Being able to be here with you and talk about, you know, these ideas brings me joy. My life right now is really magical, Max. And every single thing that's happening is happening in such a synchronistic way that is furthering the expression of this message, of this energy in the world. And it's a dynamic time for me. And it's a time of celebration. Like literally every day in our house, we are celebrating something. And so my life brings me joy.
Joy. J-O-Y. Don't let nobody take it. So, no, it's just so, there's a song that I love called Don't Let Nobody Take Your J, Don't Let Nobody Take Your O, Don't Let Nobody Take Your Y, it's J-O-Y, and we need it, but now, so your journey started in the UK, and then you come to this massive place called America with such confusion around corners and joy around other corners. Why did you make it your home?
I felt like I belonged here. I just really resonated with this country, and I really recognized what was happening here in a very powerful way. There's something special about America right now. I think that this is where this shift is going to happen. I think it's going to happen here first, and it's going to be broadcast from here to the rest of the world. It's like America is a giant megaphone, and as soon as something reaches critical mass in this country, within a matter of months, it becomes mainstream everywhere else. And so it's like America is the eye of the world. And we have an opportunity here to deliver a message of love and acceptance in a way that you can't from anywhere else. I just love this country. I love the possibility that it represents. I love the potential that's here. I love the curiosity that people have. I love this inner yearning that people have to be all that they can be. I love that we have the freedom to explore who we are so fully, you know, that we don't have to censor ourselves, that we don't have to hold back, that we truly can achieve everything that we want to achieve, and that the more we move into alignment with ourselves, the faster it comes into being. And so it's just, there's a confluence of events, and there's so many wonderful ingredients that make America ripe for this greater flowering right now.
Mm. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies. So now, I just got a wonderful tweet, and they ask if you believe in negativity.
You know, I don't, because I honestly, quite frankly, energy is just energy. Like, life is just life. It's our perception that colors it. You know, so we give it the positive or the negative. To me, everything's just happening. And when we trace everything back, at the source of it all is just love, really.
You know, it sure
is. Everything else is just a distortion of the mind. And so when I observe reality, all I can see is this beautiful golden luminous light. I can see that in people. I see it in everything. You know, and I talk about that, you know, in the book when this remembrance occurred in me, you know, that was my experience. And actually when it happened, I was in Venice, California. And if you've been to Venice, California, it's not exactly sparkly. You know, it's like the streets are rife with graffiti and there are homeless people everywhere. And, you know, I even talk about the drunk mariachi singer who would get hammered every night and sing really badly outside my balcony. Like, even he was glowing. You know, like, Venice was glowing. Everything was glowing. It's like the greater potential and light of everything was revealed to me. And that's the truth. And again, folks, like, I know for some of you this is a leap, but I want you to know that I was very skeptical. I didn't really take anything on face value. And that more than anything, I want you to experience this, because then it becomes true for you. Then it becomes real for you.
And it does become real.
Here. That's the blessing, yeah.
It is the blessing. And, you know, I feel that shift. And maybe it did start on the West Coast, because I just purchased a home in Boulder, Colorado. And what you felt in Venice, I feel in Boulder. I was walking down the street there last week, and I had these groovy pair of pants on. And some, you know, kid in the street on Pearl Street said to me, "The flowers are beautiful, but not as beautiful as your pants." And it was just like, there was such an authentic, you know, there was authentic compliment, and it just it put a nicer step in my walk. So it's moving, it's crossing the land. I do feel that as well. So people, hold on, get ready. We're talking about the book Discovering Your Soul Signature, a 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. Panache Desai is joining me, and we're going to talk right now. Explain the importance of our soul signature.
Our soul signature is everything. You know, it's our core essence. It's who we are at the deepest level. And when we align with that, our life becomes miraculous. Literally, to people around us, we almost become superhuman, because things happen so fast. It's like, you know, when you ask people, why doesn't your life work? People always say to you, because I'm getting in my own way, right? Or that's like my ego. Well, our soul signature is our core essence. It's the place of all possibility. And when we align with that, literally everything becomes possible. Everything is brought into our experience faster, because we're no longer getting in the way. And this is why acceptance is so important, because when we can accept ourselves, naturally, self-acceptance leads to self-love. And self-love leads to a life of infinite possibilities.
It sure does. You know, when I was younger, I had a nanny always tell me, if you can't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love anybody else. So what are our first steps to finding our soul signature?
Well, our soul signature is actually veiled or hidden away underneath our unresolved emotional content or trauma. And so this is why I start the book with fear, sadness, and anger, and start with those emotions, because, you know, the conditioning that we receive around our emotions is like completely way off base. You know, God forbid, if you're a man and you're feeling sad, you know, you can't experience sadness because in some way it makes you less of a man. Well, that's nonsense. You know, if you're, you know, sadness is seen as a sign of weakness. It isn't. It's actually strength and power. You know, anger has only ever been modeled to us in a destructive way. So most people are afraid of experiencing anger because they think that they're going to lose control and take it out on somebody. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. You can actually just relax when you're angry and experience it in your body, and it begins and ends. Same thing with fear. You know, we think that if we feel fear, that in some way we're less than, or, you know, we shouldn't be afraid. You know, we're taught that we shouldn't be afraid. We should be strong and courageous. Well, this conditioning and all of these societal norms that are placed upon us are actually killing us. It's like this emotional content. It's like a ticking time bomb inside of us, and it's veiling us from our soul signature and our potential. And so that's why I start with the parts of ourselves that we want to avoid the most. And I move on to guilt and shame and other aspects of ourselves that we avoid, because that's exactly where we have to shine our light. That's exactly what we have to embrace. That's exactly what we have to put our attention on, because that is robbing us of our love, our health, and our well-being. And so we start where we need to embrace parts of ourselves that most of us become fragmented through rejection or trauma. And then naturally we progress on into love and into contribution, into all those other aspects. And in fact, in truth, our humanity is a doorway to our divinity. So the more we embrace these parts of us, the more naturally all of this stuff that we truly want and desire, you know, in the deepest parts of our hearts, comes into being effortlessly.
Now, Peter just sent us a great tweet and wants to know, what if I want to finish the book in 10 days?
Well, then you can finish the book in 10 days. It's fine. You know, my request is that you go through it sequentially the first time around. And then, you know, I know somebody that read it in 2 days because they were so excited, you know, so they just read the whole thing in 2 days. The magic is that actually tomorrow we start a 33-day program.
That's right.
It's actually every day. It's like you get a video or an audio or a workbook that you can download to support you, because I really want this to be a community experience. And again, if you get the book and you can start it tomorrow, fantastic. In truth, this book is going to be here for a very long time. This program is evergreen. You know, a dear friend of mine who's an author, Brian Weiss, said to me, Panache, she said, what you've created is a 3,333-day program. Don't worry. He said, there is a lifespan to this. He said, many lives, many masters, when it first came out, you know, had its own energy about it. And he said, this book has its own energy about it, and it will continue. It will be here in 10 years from now. Don't worry. So you'll come to this when you're ready. You'll go through it in the way that you're supposed to go through it. Just follow your heart, people. Just follow your heart.
Absolutely.
You can't do it wrong. Yeah.
And it'll be in your hands when you need it most, I believe. But also, if you're interested in this wonderful 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy, follow Panache on Twitter, because he does tweet, and also on Instagram, so you can get the daily reminder for the 33 days and what day we're in. I'm starting this journey with you tomorrow. I look so forward to it. And I'm holding the book now, and it really does. There's like this vibration in the spine of this book. I don't know how to explain it, but it just makes me smile. And I read the introduction and I stopped and I said, okay, I'm going to start this journey with you tomorrow. So I look forward to that. But even just this beautiful, I love this ribbon and this color that's in the book. And it's like looking, I mean, every time I see it, the book, like the light hits it, and it illuminates with such joy just with this little ribbon that sticks out of it. So the book definitely has a life of its own, and a wonderful, wonderful, I believe it has its own soul, this book. So thank you for the book. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the book. I want to ask you a quick question here, because I'm reading, I have to say thank you also to your wonderful people at Random House, because they made this possible, and your own team. So I want to thank them before the show. We have to wrap the show. But how do we release limitations that hinder the ability to live a life of purpose, passion, and joy?
You know, when you come into contact with something that's real, everything that's false naturally starts to fall away. And so when you come into contact with love, the judgments and limitations and all of these things start to naturally fall away. It's like our life is forever transformed. It's like we come into a greater awareness of who we are. And then no matter how much we try to go back to the old version of our life, we can't anymore, because we know better. And when we know better, we do better.
That's right.
And it's all a question of awareness. And so this is the blessing, is that right now there is so much love surrounding all of you that you have no choice but to pay attention and but to let it in, even if you don't want to. And here's the magic of it. Even if you let a drop of that love in, you and your life will never be the same again. And that's the magic of this.
That's the vibrational shift.
Yeah.
That's the shift. When you feel that love, and if you've never felt it before, go out, get the book, Discovering Your Soul Signature. Discover who you are. Love yourself. Let's go on this journey together. A 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. Panache Desai, if your grandmother were sitting in this room with us right now, how would she finish the sentence, Panache is?
Awesome.
Awesome. You are awesome. You are awesome. Not only are you awesome, but the words that vibrate through your soul into this book are awesome, and they're going to totally help Help, help, help. I keep hearing the word help. Help a lot of people who feel broken. And just as broken as we feel, people know that if we're broken, we can easily be fixed. And we have to start with ourselves. Remember, change doesn't change until we change. So let's do this journey together. Purchase the book, Discovering Your Soul Signature. Do the 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. Panache Desai, before I let you go, what is one of your most favorite inspirational quotes that will inspire my Max and Friend listeners tonight?
You're not broken. You don't need healing. You don't need fixing. You don't need a teaching. It's time for you to come into connection with who you are, because within you dwells a love that is beyond description. I love you all, and I thank you with all that I am for loving me.
Well, we do love you. I adore your presence here. I adore your vibrations here, because they're giving us hope in a time where sometimes we feel hopeless. But I love what you said, that we're not broken and we don't need to be fixed. So I hope that we can have you back on the show in the future so we can discuss that topic, because I know there's a lot of people who are going to tweet there and say, I'm broken. Well, Panache says you're not. So take that into this week. And we're going to have, it would be a pleasure to have you back. So I hope we can do that.
Thank you.
And have a wonderful week ahead. And I thank you so much for the book, Discovering Your Soul Signature. And I look forward to tomorrow starting that 33-day path.
Thank you, my friend, and love to everyone.
Thank you. I hope to meet you soon. And until we meet in person, my love is with you and continue to shine.
Thanks, brother.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you so much to Panache Desai for joining us on Max and Friends, Discovering Your Soul Signature, a 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. Random House, thank you so much for making this possible. And of course, to Panache Desai team, I thank you all for responding so quickly, because the minute I saw that the book was coming out, I said, I have to give my Max and Friends listeners the season 12. This is a good show, season 12. We're starting off beautifully. We're not broken. We don't need to be fixed. We're perfect just the way we are. Thank you so much all for tuning in tonight. The archive of the show will be at latalkradio.com/max if you missed any portion of it, or if you missed any portion of the 6 years that I've been here. May the fourth be with you, because it's with me. I love you all for listening. Good night, good karma, and remember to always take life to the max. I love you all for listening. Until we see again. Each other again. And until you get to hear my voice and I get to see your tweets, I love you all. Have a wonderful night. Discovering Your Soul Signature, a 33-day path to purpose, passion, and joy. Panache Desai. And thank you, Kim, for your song, Give. Give some love this week, people. Take life to the max. Good night. I gotta go.
He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back.